We are joined by the general manager of the Vancouver Canucks this morning, Jim Benning. Jim, welcome to Sportsnet 650.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. It's exciting for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, so look, I mean, busy weekend for you, and a lot of people wondering right now, tell us you've got this grand announcement for us to share with the signing of Bo Horvat, right?
Well, that would be exciting for sure. We're still working on that. It's going well. We've said all along our policy is not to, you know, to bring it into the media, the where the negotiation's at. But I think it's going well, and hopefully, you know, we can get it done here in the next week.
Are you optimistic that before training camp?
Yes, I am. I think this is a big week. We're going to be talking to their group again this week, and we'll see. You know, we made, I think, some progress last week, and then hopefully this is the week we can get it done.
Can you just, is it term or money, or is it a combination of both? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, we have an internal policy where we'd rather not talk about, you know, what the ongoing negotiations are. And as soon as we have an announcement, we'll be happy to share it with everybody.
Thanks. We were expecting something a little more exciting there this morning, Jim. Come on. You're giving us nothing here. Okay, so explain the rationale then with respect to Thomas Vanek. I think there's a lot of people, look, you get him for a one-year deal, $2 million. I mean, personally speaking, I like it for the depth that you guys add, for especially from a top six standpoint. But there's also, I guess, a counter concern from some of the fan base that says, well, wait a minute, you're cramming this roster up here with a bunch of veterans that are squeezing out the young prospects. So is that the case? Does this now handicap opportunities for young players to try to crack a spot with this roster?
No, I don't think so. We want competition from within, you know, for jobs and ice time. And we have some good young players now coming to training camp. And like with Troy Stetcher last year, if they come into camp and they deserve to be on the team, I'll find a spot for them to be on the team and to play. I think with, you know, young players, when you talk about young players, it's about their competitiveness and their consistency, where, you know, veteran players, they know to show up and play hard every night and to be consistent. And that's why they played in the league a number of years. I think with any young player, it's just trying to find that balance of those two things. And, we got some competition for, you know, especially up front now. We got a lot of forwards, but we have room for our young players. If they come in and, you know, they have a good camp and they deserve to be there, we'll make room for them.
Where do you envision Thomas Vanek sitting with this team? Do you envision him playing with Daniel and Henrik? Do you see him playing with Bo Horvat once he's signed? Where do you see Thomas Vanek fitting in right now?
Well, that'll be up to Travis to decide where he plays. But he's been a proven goal scorer over his career. So whatever line he plays on in the top nine, I think he'll add skill to that line in scoring.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about some of the younger guys. And I think what the biggest concern was a lot of the fans over the weekend was it's almost a mixed message that we're having a rebuild with youth movement, but we've signed a number of veterans. So a guy like Brock Besser, who came in and showed some promise in his small sample we had at the end of last season. What do you say to someone like Brock Besser or Goldobin or Virtanen about this training camp? And indeed, if they do play fairly well, is there a spot available for them?
Yeah, we have, like, we still have two spots available on our roster for our young kids to come in to perform and to prove to us that they deserve to be in the league and on the team. And once they do that, they'll be on the team. Like, I think we wanted to add support for our younger players. I think at the end of the year last year when we had, you know, some young players in the lineup and we weren't competitive in the games and we were losing, I don't necessarily know that that's the right route to go. So we wanted to add skill to our team this summer, and I think we did that with Sam Gagne and Vanek and Belzotto on the back ends, a skilled player. And, you know, it's going to be, there's competition. It's not going to be easy, but like when these players come in and they deserve it, they're going to get their chance.
There's a lot of firepower in your division that you'll face a lot this year, and that will be put on a lot by your goaltenders. Talk about your goaltenders going forward, and is this Jacob Markstrom's job to lose in training camp? Is he going in as your number one guy?
Well, I think, you know, that'll be up to him too. He's worked hard this last, you know, 3 years for this opportunity. You know, he had some bad luck last year with injuries and stuff. I know I talked to his agent last week. He's excited. He's coming into camp with a good attitude. He wants that added pressure of, you know, trying to be the number one guy. But Nielsen is, you know, he's a real good goalie too. So I think, you know, we'll go to training camp. We'll see where each one of them is at. And Travis and Dan Kluche will make the decision going in who deserves to get the net. But I'm confident in both of them.
We're talking to Canucks general manager Jim Benning here on the Starting Lineup. You're home for the Vancouver Canucks here on Sportsnet 650. Jim, Daniel and Henrik Sedin, there's been so much talk over the last couple of years with respect to their contracts, and given where you guys are from a franchise standpoint and obviously a transitional time for you, there's been talk, hey, would you guys consider asking them to waive their no-trade clauses? Here they are into their final years. Do you have a discussion with them sooner rather than later here, or have you already addressed this to say, look, you know, do you even want to go down this road at some point, or are we just going to squash it and just not have this hangover in the event that this team ultimately scuffles that, like a lot of people anticipate?
Well, they've been a big part of the organization through the years.
Sure.
You know, we've had conversations with them. They're excited about, you know, the moves we made this summer and going into the season. But like I've said since I've taken the job, we're not moving the Sedins. Like, unless they come to me at some point and they say, well, we want to move on, we're not, you know, when we've talked to them, we're not going to go to them and ask them to waive their no trade. So we'll probably, you know, by the start of the year, make an announcement toward that, but we're not going to approach them, you know, for them to move on to another team.
So when you say make an announcement, meaning like an extension?
No, when I say an announcement, I'm saying, you know, basically is that, you know, because there's going to be all this talk throughout the whole season.
Sure.
About them moving on at the deadline and stuff. And you know, they've been Canucks their whole lives. They love the Vancouver Canucks. They're excited about our young players, and they want to see this thing through with us.
Would you be comfortable on extending them on a one-year deal?
Well, we haven't got to that point yet. When I've talked to them, they want to see, you know, how they feel this year,
sure,
what kind of years they have, you know, how the team performs. And I guess over the course of the year, you know, we could approach that with them.
You guys are heading over to China, Jim, in just a couple of weeks for preseason games. And, you know, without being the, you know, the public alarmist here, but there's obviously safety concerns where not far away, you've got North Korea that are testing nuclear missiles right now. And obviously a lot of eyebrows internationally are a little concerned. At some point, like, do you guys as an organization start going, you know, is this a wise idea? Are there more increased safety and security concerns now as an organization going forward?
Well, the NHL is kind of kept us, you know, up to speed with everything that's going on, and they're handling it. So we don't have, you know, no concerns. Like, we'll listen to what they have to say about the trip. And
there's
I'm
no
sure
chance
that
of this being canceled, though, is there?
Well, I don't think so, but, you know, like you said, you never know. So, but we'll, you know, we're just going to continue to listen to what the NHL has to say, but I don't see it being canceled, no.
All right, Jim, we appreciate it very much, you being on for our first show. And we're excited also that Sportsnet 650 is the home of the Canucks. So get that Bo Horvat deal done as soon as you can, and then come back. We'll talk.
Yeah.
And save it for us, Jim. Save it for us.
Yeah, we're working on it, so hopefully we get something done here this next week.